Okay, so we're in Tough Iron Bays here, right? Tough Iron Bays. Novus Pesach. The first point was why it says Shulchan Aruch Mevod Yom. So why do you have to have Mevod Yom? If the only purpose is that it should be ready. Okay. So the first point was the question why it has to be Aruch Mevod Yom, right? And the point was that he could do all the preparation between Shkia and between Tzeis. But the Mechaber, the Torah says has been Bodyon. So we said like this. We said, the halacha is that Erev Shabbos is his mind for preparation. That's halacha in Erev Shabbos. It's a chalos of Erev Shabbos. That's why the Rambam said you can't make a party in Erev Shabbos. It's his mind. It's covered Shabbos dictates that you have his mind known as Erev, which is designated exclusively for the preparation of Shabbos. And same thing with Yom Tov also. So, therefore, anything which must be done at the onset of Shabbos, the Yontif, which requires preparation, this man is relegated to Erev Shabbos, and Erev Yontif. That's why anything that requires preparation, covered Shabbos demands that this preparation be done Erev Shabbos. Salacha. By the way, I can't do it too early either. It's brought down with regard to preparation for Shabbos. They're supposed to wait till after Chatzos. You know, it says, generally speaking, you shouldn't take a shave, really, till after Chatzos. Of course, Erev Pesach, you have to take it before, because he has a malacha. No other malacha on Erev Pesach. So Erev Pesach, you must take a shave before Chatzos. But generally speaking, every Yom Tov, we say you should take it after Chatzos. Why after Chatzos? Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, same thing as Chol HaMoed. For instance, it says also by Tefillah, but when you're Tovel, so they say that you shouldn't be Tovel. You're Tovel for Yom Tov, so you shouldn't be tovel till after chatzos. So it should be muchach that it's halacha. Erev Yontif is not just a halacha that things must be prepared for Shabbos or Yontif. There's a time for the preparation. The time for the preparation indicates kovet. That's respect that is done in that specific time. It's time zone. The time zone is before Shkia. So anything that must be prepared during that time. It's halacha. So therefore you can't wait till after Shkia. Yeah, anything that must be done for the onset of Yontif. Yeah, otherwise it's not involved in preparation. If you can do it in Yontif, then it's not involved in preparation. Anything must be done by the onset of Yontif. That's halacha there. In other words, preparation is a special kiyum. Anything which requires preparation is a special kiyum. Since it's a special kiyum, it has a special time zone. Special is mine. And if you do it outside of Zman, you lack in the halacha of preparation. Preparation itself is a kingdom of Kaviyant. Then we went through the halacha of being mitzadar your table with nice kelim. With nice kelim because of cheres. So in other words, there's two halachas over here. Generally speaking, you have to have your table must be set before Shabbos because of covered Shabbos and covered Yom Tov. As I mentioned yesterday, went through the halacha of the begadim. That the concept in Yadus is most people dress up for people, but we dress up for ideas. So you dress up for Shabbos. Shabbos is an idea. You get a little dressed up for the idea. To set your table for Shabbos. Right? And the halacha of covered is that the covered demands that a person be in a state which is a fine estate, even though there's nobody there, no person there. And the halacha is, as a matter of fact, from the Gemara and Shabbos, it would seem, you deduce from the Gemara and Shabbos, that you're not allowed to have a beged, a garment that you save from using on Shabbos, that you use for special occasions. Because that would be a degradation to Shabbos and Yom Tov. No person is allowed to be placed higher than Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's the highest form of dress. Use your best clothes, Shabbos and Yom Tov. You hesitate to use your best clothes, you save them, so then it's a degradation for Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yeah. And the question came about lounging. The question came about lounging around on Shabbos. So I mentioned the Aruch HaShulchan says they used to change the clothes for eating. I guess they didn't want to dirty the garments. But definitely a good part of the day. Good, I mean, if a person is doing something and he's He's relaxing. Can't he? I mean, he can't say that it's an issa, but basically, a good part of the day has to be dressed. Good part of the day has to be dressed. That's definite. And even when he's relaxing, the garments, the clothes that he wears should be different clothes, and they should be very good quality. So it's a manifest covered Shabbos Kavi Yom Tov. That's the idea, that all these emotions that you have for important people and this, that whole emotional source. It's an emotional source. You get dressed, you want to look good, and this. All that, you should recognize that really, in reality, that emotion only belongs in one sphere. And that's for the idea. It's for God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole purpose. That's the purpose of it. It's to teach a person that that's where the emotion should be channeled. So in Pesach, aside from the halacha of covered with regard to kelim, with regard to clothes, there's a separate halacha of what? Of cheras. Demonstration of freedom. So how do you demonstrate freedom? So the demonstration of cheras is by the expensive, the most expensive vessels, most expensive plates, beautiful plates. All the kelim that you use, should be the most beautiful that you have all year round. That's the halacha. Why? Because you're supposed to demonstrate cheras. Yep. So you see from this halacha that the cheras is not just manifest from a maisa or from the sipur, but the cheras is measured by the entire situation and circumstance of the seder. That's an interesting halacha. You know, ordinarily say, where is the cheras demonstrated? It's demonstrated hasevo. I do a maisa or sipur. You see. But you see from this halacha that the cheres is demonstrated by the setting itself that surrounds the seder. So really the seder is not just the maisa of cheres, but it's a situation of cheres. Situation of cheres. It's an interesting thing. The one time of the year when you use your fanciest kelim, most expensive kelim, is on Pesach. The one time of the year. Leslie's right. It's the one time of the year when usually people use the most broken down kelim because it's only for a week. So therefore, you can't use if you're going to use expensive things for Pesach, you can't use it all year round. Of course, it'll be you have a problem. Become chametz dik. So for chametz dik, they have the most expensive kelim. The most expensive kelim are chametz dik, and the kelim that they use for Pesach are the cheaper ones. They're the cheaper ones. See, it's against the halacha, totally against the halacha. So that's why it says, V'yochan mekom moshova sheyeshiv ba'sev derecheres. And the place where he's going to recline should be set from before. Why? Why? Because the setting itself is a key mecheres. So the place where he's going to recline should be set before Yontif. The moment Yontif arrives, there's a key mecheres. Key mecheres. Okay. Now you have what it is. Now you have the avias with regard to reclining. Whether you have to recline b'smanas or not. So the question is whether the mice is a mice of demonstration of the way they used to recline. You see, Mitzrayim, those times, or whether it's halacha b'sman in each person, in each generation. Now, avias we maintain. You have to demonstrate, you have to act like a free person now. How would a person act now if suddenly something great happened to him, if he was a slave, and then he suddenly became free? How would he act? So he wouldn't recline, because nobody reclines to that. As he says, the whole thing's but. But others say no, that you don't go by that. You go by the way Seva is the way that it was done in time of its reign. That's the way you have to go. But it was done in those days. So therefore, you have the Machlokes. Now, Rashbam said, now the question is like this. On a seva itself. So it says, the way the Torah has it, the Lashon is difficult. The Torah says, when he does a seva, he shouldn't lean on his back, and he shouldn't go on his face, and he shouldn't go on his right, and only on his left side. So the implication from the Lashon is that any way you do it is considered reclining, but you're not reclining properly. But from the Gemara, you see, the Gemara says no. The Gemara says, in other words, the question is a theoretical. What is theoretical? What's haseva? What is reclining? Does reclining mean that you're in a relaxed position? That's reclining. But then there's a certain way that you should be in a relaxed position. Right, left, whatever. Or no. The halacha is that reclining is only a specific position. Leaning on your left side. Because then your right hand is free to eat. and you're leaning on your left, so your right hand's 3 feet. So that is a demonstration of cheres. But if you're doing it the wrong way, a person's laying on his face, what kind of has nothing to do with eating? There's nothing. That's not cheres at all. Okay? So that's the, from the Gemara, the implication of the Gemara is that if you do it on your, if you lean on your back, it's not, there's nothing to do with it. You guys taking a nap. Has nothing to do with cheres. Okay? So, if that's the case, then leaning on your left side is no good. Why? The Gemara says, Lo Shmei Haseva.
On your right side,
I'm sorry. The right side is Lo Shmei Haseva. Then the Gemara says, Velo'o, the Gemara says, not only that, but it's a sakana also, it's a danger. Why? Shema Yagdim Kan Levesha. Maybe he'll, right. So in other words, so maybe the trachea will, fool on the trachea instead of the esophagus. Okay. Now, so it's lined up that the trachea is directly in front of the esophagus. Now, when the Gemara says that it's a danger, Gemara says, well, oh, you shouldn't go for another reason, it's a danger to choke. So Rashi learns that choking means in the case where you lean backwards. All right? Biologically, that makes sense. Biologically, that's right. But others wanted to say it means also the case where he leans on his right side. If he leans on his right side, so then it'll then he's liable to choke. But the but the fact is biologically it doesn't make any difference. At least the way we're constructed today. The trachea and the esophagus are lined up one in front of the other, not side by side. So what's the question about? Question later, what about a lefty? A person is a lefty. So, if you're going to say, a person is a lefty, so if you're going to say that derech eretz is demonstrated by what? By the fact that the hand that he uses for food is free. The right hand is free, and he's leaning on his left side. That's eretz. If that's the case for a lefty, you're going to have to say that he should lean on his right side. And this would be eretz for him, you say. All right? Unless you say that since in those days they didn't know which way it was, and according to those some Rishonim, they used to do, even lefties would do it on the right side, so that became the style for lefties also. Yeah, but it's true. It doesn't make sense to say that, because the fact is that even if you borrow the Haseva from the old days, you're not going to borrow every single detail, which is inappropriate. The only reason, even if they did it that way then, it's only because they thought it was dangerous. But basically, the concept of aseva really is reclining in a way that the hand that you use for food is free. So a lefty should recline on his right side. The Achronim Paskin, though, the other way. The Achronim Paskin, that lefty should do it on his left side also. But the Achronim thought it was a sakana that way. In reality, if you look at it halachically, it's like this. First, the Raviya holds that you don't have to recline altogether. That's one. All right. So then the question is, then you have Machlokes Rashi in the Rashbam, I think it is, that what? Whether a lefty will go to the right or to the left. So if a lefty really goes to his right, reclines on his right, so actually his Yetzer according to the Ravya, because he doesn't have to recline, his Yetzer according to Rashi for sure. So why did they paskin that he should go on his left? So the answer is because it was a question of Sakana. So sakana, so you have to be machmer because of sakana. But if, for instance, you know sakana, you can't say svek svek. You have to be machmer. But there's only one. There'll be one suffix. Sakana, you have to be machmer. It's not a svek svek, it's a sakana anyway. But I mean to say, in sakana, you can't take any chance. So with regard to now, if the sakana is removed, if you know there's no sakana, now you're left with a question of which way the lefty should be mesiv. So actually you have a sveik sveiker that says if he's mesiv on his right side, that it's okay. Now the next thing we do is the question of haseva. reclining. So you have the whole problem over there of who you recline in front of, who you don't recline in front of. So the Gemara says that Talmud Bifnei Rabbo is a Talmud in front of Rebbe, he doesn't need to recline. So the Achronim say, why doesn't he have to recline? Because it's a mitzvah to recline. But it's a mitzvah to give respect to your Rebbe. He brings down the bottom of Shatzin, brings down in Tafayim Beis. So, so the question we asked was, what do you mean? Fine, you're right. If you have a toss-up between the two, so Hasefa's Drabbanon, and Kavod HaRav is Deraisa, so Kavod HaRav prevails over, fine. But you're still not Yotzei. You tour Paskins, that any time that you drink without a Hasefa, you're not Yotzei. So it's very nice that you respected your Rebbe, but you'll have to be out to the Seder. You'll have to go into another room and make your own Seder. Not in front of the Rebbe. Okay? That was the question. Shmuley brought a wrath of Mishra. Where's Mishra? Oh, so what? I was cutting Yirala. And he says, the Yevit, if he did it, he left it on the right side, he's Yetzer. Because it's still, the only thing is question is Sakana. But the Yevit, see, they agree with what we said, that wasn't incorporated into the, Sakana is not incorporated into the actual Aseva. That makes sense. It's just the detail. Aseva is being in a relaxed position. That's very good. So therefore, it comes out that if the lefty does it on his right side, he's definitely Yetzer. Whereas if he does it on his left side, it would be questionable. Because according to Rashi, he wouldn't be Yetzer since he didn't recline, just like a righty would not be Yotze if he reclined on his right side. You see? Because he wouldn't have the hand that he uses free, so it lacks in cheres. So the other way also, if a lefty reclines on his left side, he wouldn't be Yetzer, according to Rashi. The only way he'll be Yetzer is if you say that it's a sakana. So if it's a sakana, so that's why everybody does it that way. So then he's Yetzer. Okay. So there's a lot of... All right. You have to say, unless you want to say, Oisik mitzvah pata mana mitzvah, so it comes up that he's pata from the delicacies. Pata. And then what happens if he finishes the Seder early? He finishes the Seder early... So there are those that hold by Isaac Mitzvah Patam Mitzvah was after Shlakayim Shneim, so then he has to go do it again.
Right.
You have to say that if he finishes early, he's going to have to do it again according to some Shneim. That's what we will have to say. The way we said, So what we want to say was something different. That it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Kavod HaRav actually, because you see the Gemara has different cases. The Gemara has a case. Let's say for instance the master carpenter. You're a carpenter. You're an apprentice, and you're working for Leslie. So you're at Leslie Seder. So you see the Gemara says that there's a havmina to say that you're not mechuyav in a seder. Not mechuyav in a seder. Why? Because, and also by Ben Eitz Lofiv, even if it's his Rebbe Mufak, so still Teshuva says that there's no din of a seder. Yitzchayv, and you cover a rav and can keep it off, both together. Right? I mean, there is a seva. There is a seva. So it's not exempt. I said it's not. There is a seva. Ben Eitz Lofiv. Even though it's chayv and covered around and covered over. So what's the answer? So the answer is that the halacha of a seva. This is the principle. The principle by the seder is not that you have to have a specific tzura. You must drink in this form. Just like we said before, that the situation of the seder is all part of the cheres. The setting of the seder is part of the cheres. The way the tour has it. So it kind of, what it means is that you must be doing things in a way that exemplify the highest form of the activity. The highest form of the activity. If you fail to demonstrate the highest form of the activity, then you have forfeited your kiyum. Any restriction is a forfeit of the kiyum. But let's say, for instance, a case where there's a psychological reason why the person or halachic situation, halachic reality, which tells you that you are not a free person, like a Talmud by his Rav. So you can't say this Talmud failed to fulfill he failed to exhibit the freedom. Why? Because even if the man was a slave yesterday and he was free today, and he was by his Rebbe, this is the way he would act. He wouldn't act any differently, because by his Rebbe is halachic, he can't recline. He has the fear of his Rebbe. It's a Mar Rabba. And the case of the carpenter shows that it's not the halacha actually of kibud harav that's important there. What it is the situation of cheres, because the kibud harav is only a means. Since this kibud harav, So therefore, this is the highest form. But let's say, for instance, if the person is he has the master carpenter, and the master carpenter teaches him how to earn a livelihood. So in front of him, he feels a certain amount of he feels subdued. So therefore, even if he became a free man, he still would be subdued. So his failure to act with aseva, to do aseva, is not an indication of restriction. Simply in this situation, that's precisely the way the free man would act. The Gemara paskens by the carpenter no, because the Gemara says he's only subdued insofar as earning his living, but as a personality, he's not subdued. He's his own person. But by a Rav, it's not so. By a Rav, he feels the personality feels subdued, because that's the essence of the Gavra. But a Ben, a son, even though it's his Rebbe and it's his father, he doesn't feel subdued by because the nature of the father and the son is a close relationship. He doesn't feel subdued. So therefore, if he became freed today, so he would do a seva. So he's chay, he must do a seva. That's the halach. Now the question is, of course, it says if the Rebbe gives you permission, so then you're allowed to recline. If the Rebbe gives you permission. So, of course, you don't have to ask your Rebbe for it. If he doesn't give you permission, he doesn't say anything, so you're not a chayv. But we said one thing we said. It would seem like, let's say, for instance, you have a Rebbe that you're very friendly with, and the Rebbe is always mochel on his covet. So I would say that you don't have to ask him for... you could recline. I mean, maybe it's Dacharis to ask him, but Me'ikra Din, in that situation, if you know the Rebbe's always mochel on his covet, that's tantamount to him giving you rishus. I mean, he always gives you rishus. As you know, it's a standing thing. That's the way he's mochel on his covet, and therefore you'd be chayav to recline. It would be like a Ben Eitzel of it. That would be the law. That makes sense to say. It's not a law of Natil's rishus. It's a Maisa Natil's rishus. It means that you know he doesn't care. If he doesn't care, then you have to do a seva. Most people think of it as a specific action. It's not a specific action of Theris. It's a manner. It's a manner of living that exemplifies the highest form. No restrictions. The highest form. So therefore, the everything that's on the table also has to be nice. The nicest kelim on the table, it's also the highest form. Apparently, well, that's probably why the minute came that you have somebody else pour the wine for you. The minute came that they have a minute, you have somebody else pour the wine for you. That's right. There is no halacha of a seva. There's no halacha of a seva by saying yagara. No halacha of a seva by that. Why? Because simply that's not the cheres means. There's nothing to do with a seva. There's no concept of a seva by talking. Aseva is only cancelled by Chilush Siyah. Okay. Yeah, we also mentioned by Isha also. A wife doesn't require Aseva for the same reason, because she feels subdued. Okay. Or others say because it's not proper. If it's not proper, so then as long as she's doing an activity, as long as she's acting in the highest form, then it's then she's it. Okay.
Rabbi?
The Rabbi, I'm not sure what Reb Chaim held the table like. So he just took a chair. He sat up on the chair and he just went like this, leaned a little slightly on the back. He says, that's a seva. The seva is as long as you're not parallel. That's what he says. As long as you're not vertical. As long as you're not vertical. This is enough for me to understand that idea, because really, I mean, a seva, if a seva was a halachic definition of vertical,
demonstration,
right. What's a demonstration if he's just, as long as he's not vertical, but it's not a demonstration of cheres? Yeah. But that's what he said, the Rav said name right there. Shamish requires a seva. You might think a shamish doesn't. He's a servant. You might think he doesn't require a seva because he's low. He's subordinated. So this is, he wouldn't be mesiv anyways. But the answer is only subordination is not considered subordination. It's only because of it's only in the realm of the monetary. That's by the nagar. It's only subordination if it's subordination of the personality, the gavra. Shamish. I mean, if he feels subordinated, he has an inferiority complex, but it's not a luckily thing. Alright. Now, and we have to understand what kind of a loch is this? The Chacham Masakim four curses, I drank four curses. What do you want from me? I didn't say that I got it, so I didn't say that I got it. So what?
It was
the
day
young.
Yes, I know. Okay.
So there's an interesting Taisvus. Taisvus says, what does it mean, day young yotza? That is yotzi day young. So Taisvus says it means he's yotza simchas yantif. Right? What's the other name? Stav kufchas on base. Taisvus is yotzi simchas yantif. So what does it mean, he's yotzi simchas yantif? So, you see from Taisvus is one thing. What's got the simchas yantif over here? So, Taisvus shows you, Pirish, you day simchas yantif. The salka died, the chorva tikna dalakosas, lo nafik mi day simchas yantif, ala imkain yotzi day alakosas. So what does that? Taisvus shows you an interesting thing. That the question is, we have to understand what was the takana of dalakosas altogether? What's the takana of dalakosas? How could a chomim misakin dalakosas? There's no halacha of dalakosas. Can't come along and make new chiyuvim. So we always understand it that it's halacha of cheres. So the dalakosas is halacha of hagoda. It's halacha of hagoda, right? Taisvus doesn't learn that way. Taisvus learns that the way they formulate it is a simchas yantif. Because simchas yantif requires yayin, that you should drink wine. So all the chachamim did was they gave a form to the drinking of the wine. But the halacha is
Miraisi Yechayvus Simchas Yantif.
So the halacha is that with regard to wine, the halacha is that wine is a chiv gosu Simchas Yantif. So the Chacham came along, what do they say? That Yechayv to have four kosas for Haggadah they required. But they couldn't just say four kosas for Haggadah. Apparently they couldn't do it. It's not an extension of Sipur, according to Taisvus. According to Taisvus, they couldn't extend Sipur that way. It's an interesting thing. Why is a good question. But the only way they could get the Dalit Kosos in would be to extend the concept of Simchas Yantif and to give it a form. So that's why Taisvus says that you might think that if you didn't drink the wine the way they told you, you were not Mekayim Mitzvah Simchas Yantif. Because the Chacham took the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif and gave it a certain tzura. See? From this taste, that the question is always, the halacha is a person has to be Sameach v'tov leiv yantif, right? And what does that mean? It means basar v'yayin. So let's say I'm Sameach v'tov leiv without basar v'yayin. I'm very happy that I don't need basar v'yayin. Am I yaitzei? From taste, you see, taste would hold no. Because once the Chacham take the mitzvah and they give it a form, a tzura, then you're not yetzer. You have to do it according to that tzura. That's a Taisvus anyway. So therefore, Taisvus says that the four kosas, you might think you wouldn't be yetzer the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif even. I am happy. I drank plenty of wine. Drank four right in a row. I'm happy. The answer is happiness is not the halachic. There's a halachic structure. And the structure that they gave it was they took the wine and they told you this is the structure for Simchas Yantif. So you wouldn't be Yotze Simchas Yantif, at least Midrabana for sure. Midrabana is different. It's a different problem because you might say Midrabana that Yotze anyway, so there's only Midrabana. Or you could say the Chachamim have a right to define what the Midrabana is. That's a different question. Whether Midrabana you're not Yotze. But Midrabana for sure you're not Yotze. Midrabana for sure you think you're not Yotze. The Taisa says, Kamash Malan, that the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, you're Yotze with four kosas. They didn't say in Simchas Yantif the Seder. The Seder isn't part of the Simchas Yantif. They instituted four kosos for Simchas Yantif. So the Shia, if you don't drink four kosos, if you only drink three kosos, even though you're very happy, then you might have even drunk more in your three kosos than you would have drunk in four small kosos. But you're not Yotze Simchas Yantif mid Rabban. You're Dayayin lo Yotze. However, if you drink four kosos consecutively, so now you fulfill the requirement for Simchas Yantif Mirabban. The only thing that you don't have is what? It's Cheres. You don't have the Kim of Cheres. The Kim of Sipur you don't have. And Yayin is two things. In Yayin is according to the Taisvus, in Yayin is Simchas Yantif, and Yayin is Cheres. Freedom, demonstration of Cheres, right? Okay. So now, we just like to understand, what does it mean, Shasan Shalom HaSeder? What does it mean law seder? What kind of a seder do they make? What does it mean law seder? What does it mean law seder? In other words, when the Chachamim told me I have to drink 4 cups of wine, so I drank 4 cups of wine. What did I do wrong? Mazgilo kos shlishi mevarach al mazono. All right. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Chana l'Rova shmami ne berchas al mazon tuna kos. So Amalei, no, arba kasi tikkun rabbanan derech eres. Chama masakim 4 kos of derech eres. Kol chad v'chad navid bei mitzvah. Each one which do a mitzvah. So in the first one you do the mitzvah of Kiddush. Second one you do the mitzvah of Agada. Third one you do the mitzvah of Berachas HaMazon. Fourth one is the mitzvah of Halal. Okay? So really it would seem from this Gemara, that's Kuf Yud Zayin on Beis, that it's not because of Sipur that you have the kosis in those places. Not because of Sipur. So why can't I be Yotzei Cheres really if I do it in four consecutively?
Why did we show that?
I mean, the Rav one time said that there's a Kim Berachas HaMazon of Sipur. Because you say Shal Tzomer Eretz Yisrael is a team of Sipur, but the Gemara doesn't say that. From the Gemara itself, the Gemara just says that because you're going to do it, so you do not a day mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. But one thing, so what's wrong? So what's wrong? Why am I lacking Sipur? Let's say after the second one, I drink the other three. The other two. The answer. What do you see from this? You see something that we said already in the halacha in the Gemara of Tamid Nishcha. In Tamid Nishcha. That's right. Exactly. That's it, right. That's it. We wanted to say, that's it. Whenever the Rambam says, Seder Dorazek Kachel, right? So the Rambam says it mainly in Kachim. In Kachim he says it. By Talmud he says it, Tafas Tmidim Musachin. Where else is there? That's it. Say the Tfilah Satsiba Kachel. So therefore, wherever the Rambam, right. And he has it also by the Seder, Perkes, Shmon Chametz Matzah. So what I wanted to say was that wherever, when does the Rambam do this? Whenever there's a concept of avoda. Avoda means service. When a service has to be seder, you have to have an order for a service. So we wanted to say that the night of Pesach is a kiyum of avoda. It's the essence of the Korban Pesach. So whatever you do surrounds the Korban Pesach. So it all has a kiyum, the sipur, everything. It all has a kiyum of avoda. Since as a king of Avoda, that's why there's a concept of Seder. And that's why the Marama Rutenberg organized the Kaddish Rechatz, Karpas Yachatz, all those 14 things. Because there is Allah of Seder. Seder exists whenever you have Avoda. Avoda's service must be done in a certain way. You can't just do a service without an order. Service must be done in a certain manner. So therefore, whenever you have the concept of Avoda, concept of service, you have to have an order. It's an order. So if you lack in the order, you lack in service. So that's why the Gemara says that if it's Shosan Shelo Ala Seder, that's why it's he's not Yotzi Decheres. Why is he not Yotzi Decheres? Because the whole Seder, there's a concept, there's an inherent halacha of Seder, of order, in all the performances of the night. Because it's all halacha and avoda. It's all halacha of avoda. More avoda is also chan. So since it's a halacha of avoda, so if you change the order, you change the Seder, so you're not Yotze, you're not Yotze the Yayin. But that's the halacha that the Yayin has to be, you have to drink the Yayin ala Seder. That's the halacha of ala Seder. Not just that the Yayin is tied to Berachas HaMazon. You say, so halacha that requires they were masaking the Yayin, they were masaking, everything goes in order. First this, then that, then the meal, and then this goes. It's all halacha, there's a special halacha of Seder over here. If you change the order, you change the Mevatel of Seder, you mevatel the whole camp. That's what they call it. That's what they call it. Seder. The question is when the Chachamim are sucking the wine according to a certain Seder, is that Seder Makev or not? That's the question. So they said that it was Makev, but I'm just answering what the concept. In other words, my question was originally, I'm just explaining how out of order. What's the halacha of out of order? That was my question. The Chacham have right to Masak and I should drink 4 cups of wine. But what kind of halacha of order is order over here? What do you mean order? What am I missing? I drank 4 cups. The answer is because there is an intrinsic order in everything you do on that night. So if there's an intrinsic order, so now when the Chacham and Masak, so they could say that if you don't have the order, the whole kiyum is gone. Once there is a concept, an intrinsic concept of order. That's right. Avi's right. According to Rashi, that's what Rashi said. That's what he said. One curse. Because Rashi maintained that what kind of call him a sack and four curses. How can you tell me you're not Yotze? I drank four curses, what am I supposed to do? I wasn't a gutter, so I got it's everything. So see, Rashi learned now that if you do the four curses, you're Yotze. Alright? But the other issue, and Taisus let us know, that it's tied, the Takana was tied to the intrinsic concept of Seder. But you see that there must be, from this halacha, you see that there's an underlying phenomena of Seder. There's no underlying phenomenon of Seder, you can't say you're not Yotze. I've never come past to say you're not Yotze. The whole Takana is impossible. I can't say you're not Yotze. Well, they can't require me, what do you mean, I drank before. What's wrong? Yes. That's true. You could say that. Yes, that's right. Yes, the mayor's right. We one time wanted to say that the kos is not just a kos, but it's a qualified kos. It's a kos shel brichas hamazon. It's a kos shel halal. That would answer it also. You could say that too. That's true. You could say that too. The question is how you learn shlo ala seder. If you learn literally shlo ala seder because I'm lacking in seder, or if you just say shlo ala seder means because doesn't mean it's just a description shlo ala seder. It's not a definition. If the Shalala Seder is a definition, then you have to say like we're saying now. But if you say Shalala Seder is a description, so then you could say Shalala Seder means simply that each coast has its own identity. It's not just four coasts. It's a coast shell Kiddush, it's a coast shell Achalim gave the coast an identity. It's a coast shell Agada, it's a coast shell Bechas of Muslims, it's a coast shell Hallel. That's a different thing over there. You say it that way, then you don't have to say that it's because of the intrinsic halacha of Seder. That's very good. Shmuel, you gave an aftermina. In other words, that's the difference I eat and bench press and have to say the layer. That's very good. Excellent. That depends. If I say that it's Shalala Seder, it's Allah intrinsic, Allah Seder, I wouldn't be outside. But if it's because each one has its identity, so each one has its own identity. The Gemara would appear, not the way we're saying now, matter of Seder, but the Gemara says, just with us, aha, say that. So the nafkamina between whether there's halacha of Seder or whether it's halacha in the Cheftish or Kos, that's the difference. In other words, if I say on the Kos Shlishi, if for instance I drink all four together consecutively, so I'm not Yetzer. Why? Because I'm missing the Seder. So is halacha an inherent halacha in Seder that I'm missing? Or is it that there's a Kos Shel Berchas HaMazon, there's a Kos Shel Hallel, there's a Kos Shel Agada? And each coast is defined. So Shalala Seder means I have an undefined coast, that's worthless. Alright? We said originally that it's because each coast has a separate definition. But now we establish that there's a halacha of Seder on the night of Pesach. There's an inherent halacha of Seder because halacha of Avoda. Halacha of Avoda extends to the whole Suda, everything is halacha of Avoda. There's a kima of Avoda. The essence of the kima of Avoda is a halacha of Seder. So now you could say that inherently, on the wall, if you break the Seder, it's no good. The difference would be in the case, the Shmuel gave, in the case where I reverse it. Let's say, for instance, I say the Kos Shel Hallel I have before the Kos Shel Agada. Alright? So would I be Yates or not? If I say the problem is because it's undefined, so it's a defined Kos, just not all a Seder. But if I say it's a Lachan Seder per se, so then I'm Yetzer. Then I'm Yetzer. The fact that there is Allah and Seder is no question about it. I mean, you definitely, even if I say I'm Yotzer, if I reverse the Seder, still is a violation of breaking the Seder. But that could be a different Allah. I mean, you don't have to come onto our theory of that there's an inherent Seder. You just say that one goes before the other, whatever. But the, but at any rate, that's the question. The question is whether it's, whether it's halacha in Seder or whether it's halacha in the Cheftah Shel Kos. So we said the mashmoyis is that it's halacha in the Cheftah Shel Kos. I'm not mistaken. Because otherwise, the Gemara didn't have to say Shasan Bavas Achas. The Gemara could have said Shasan Shlala Seder. Even though from the Red Lashon Rashbam, the implication might be, you could take it to mean that that's what it means, Shasan Bavas Achas. Shlala Seder, the Rashbam says, if I'm not mistaken. What's Lashon Rashbam there? I mean, from the Rashbam is. Shasan Rajman Shasla said in Mishnah Senu, or Shasan Ritzufin. But Ritzufin means one after another.
What do you
mean
by the Rashi?
The Lashon has double implication. And it's not that.
What do you mean for Rashi?
Yeah, according to Rashi, the Takana was Dalit Kosas per se. She is Dalit Kosas. So he's drinking Bezeh Chazayet. This is an interesting phenomenon in terms of the tikkun halacha, how the halacha is formulated. Because Tosfos learns that the yayin yatzam means that the yetzay day simchas yantif, right? The day simchas yantif. So you see, the takanas chachamim was the takanas chachamim of dalek cases. How could they mistake dalek cases? Because it's a halacha in simchas yantif. They couldn't be mistaken to see as dalek cases for Haggadah alone, for Sipur alone. Right? But then the question is, once they were misaki the Dalakasas, because of the Simchas Yontif, now they could tell you certain conditions under which you're Yotze and under which you're not Yotze. But to be misaki inherently as a as Sipur, that they couldn't do. That they couldn't do. An interesting thing.
Yeah. So since there is
Person doesn't have one. Matter of fact, he does not have one. So what? How does he do the seder? That's what the thing is about. So the riff says like this. The riff says that he makes kiddush on he makes kiddush on with matzah. All right. And what he does is he says on motzi, then he does bitzia, and then he puts his hands on it until the end of the kiddush. Then he makes a bracha of al-achilas matzah. Then he eats the matzah. And then after that he eats the karpas. Then he says the manashtana and the whole God of Togol Yisrael. Then he makes the bracha on the mara. And then he does the korah. And that's the riffle. Okay. Now there's a few points here. The first point in the riff that we'll take, an incidental point, is that the riff says that he breaks the matzah right after our matzah. All right. Now, why does he do that? So we said like this: if we should say, we don't know what the riff sheet is with regard to Shabbos, ordinarily on Shabbos, if a person would make kiddush on challah, would he cut the challah right after Amasi, or would he cut it after Kiddush? So we're assuming that the riff would be consistent, that he'd make the he'd do the same thing over there. He'd do the betziah right after the Amasi. Why? Because really, we want to say as follows: that the problem is that with wine you can make kiddush on wine, because halacha is that things are nemar alakos. So you could say Shir alakos, you could say Kiddush alakos, Amir alakos. But on matzah bread, you can't make a Kiddush on bread. So how are you mitzar for Kiddush on bread? Very simple. After Hamotzi, you do betziah. That's the more brachas anyway. The more in the 6,000 brachas. That betziah should follow Hamotzi right away. That's right after Hamotzi, you should start betziah. Now once it does betziah, it has follow sachila.
Now as far as achila, so he puts his hands on the matzah to lift the kiddush, because he's in the process. The kiddush is related to the matzah because he's in the process of asfalas achila. That's the matzah. The fact that the gavra is in the process of asfalas achila, so that's matzah of the kiddush to the lech. That's where we learned the ref. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Rav Amram Goyen holds differently. It's brought in Siman Reisha and Beis. Rav Amram Goyen holds that he makes kiddush on the challah on Shabbos, whatever Shabbos, and then he's not botzei until after kiddush. And apparently, Rav Amram Goyen held that the kiddush has to be on Lachem Mishnah. Kiddush has to be on Lachem Mishnah, so he can't have botzei until afterwards. And the Rif over here, the Rif maintains differently. The question, of course, is whether this is considered Lachem Mishnah. I mean, you look at the Bach as a different way of understanding it. We just gave up that. Okay. Now, let's get down to the essential part of the Rif. What we have to do is we have to compare this case in the Rif with a similar case in the Gemara. So the Gemara is in Arvei Pesachim, it's in Kuf Tes Vav. The question is, a person doesn't have karpas, he only has mar. So if he uses mar for karpas, so he's going to have a problem, because he ate the mar already. So the Gemara goes into the whole question of the Mitzvah Strichas Gavana. We paskin that he eats the, in the Rif paskin, that he eats the mar, first, makes the bracha before the mar, alachilas mar. Then later he doesn't have a mind to be eater with that. So later he'll eat the mar l'shem mitzvah later. And since mitzvah strichas kavana, so he's not yet to the first mar. Okay? So why doesn't he just make bar piyadama first and not alachilas mar and let him make alachilas mar later? So that the Gemara says, la'acha shemila kresim in yivarach aleh. That first the guy's going to fill his stomach with the mar, and then he's going to first make a bracha on mitzvah. It means it's a bizu mitzvah. That's what the Gemara is, a bizu mitzvah. First he eats for his own taiva, and then in the end he's going to go and he's going to make a bracha of avodah, he's going to remind himself now he has to do a mitzvah, so make alachilas mar, the mar of Hashem mitzvah. So therefore what he does is he makes the alachilas mar before, and he doesn't eat the Hashem mitzvah. Then later he eats the mar of Hashem. The Pesach, of course, is bothered with the problem. There's a tremendous gap between the bracha and between the mitzvah. So Pesach's answer is that it's no problem, because you have the same problem with the tzkiyas to Meisha. The tzkiyas on Rosh Hashanah, really, the main tzkiyas on the Shemana Esra. That's where you make the real mitzvah arise, according to Pesach. And tzkiyas to Meisha, only live as a sultan, but you make the brachas before the tzkiyas to Meisha. There's a long way between that and between the Chazaras HaShatz of the tzkiyas al HaZeder, right? So Taisha says, same thing over there, and there's no problem. Why is there no problem? He says, we didn't really explain the sheet to Taisha exactly how it works, what the tzirif is. Apparently Taisha held that since the gavra is involved with the schatzer, as long as the gavra is involved with the schatzer, the shein mitzvah, It's one asaskus. The gavra is involved with the schechtz or shem mitzvah. There's one asaskus. It's one asaskus, so therefore it's a continuation. In other words, they don't have to be involved even in the same exact mitzvah, because achilas mar is one mitzvah, one mitzvah, kapas is another mitzvah. And it means the gavra is involved with this schechtz or shem mitzvah. So therefore it's one asaskus. So there's no problem. One thing you see from Tesfus, they must conclude, that a birchas mitzvah does not require the maisa mitzvah afterwards to qualify the bracha itself. In other words, you don't have to make a bracha al netilas lulav, and the netilah of the lulav itself actually renders the bracha a bracha. Like by birchas anen. By birchas anen, if you make bar kriya eitz, you only need an eitz, bracha is worthless. Bracha is nothing. By birchas and mitzvah, the bracha doesn't require an action afterwards to qualify the bracha. The only thing you need is that the bracha should be related to a maisa mitzvah. But you don't need the maisa to follow the bracha, so that the maisa should demonstrate what the bracha doesn't need a demonstration. Even without a demonstration, the bracha stands in its own right by birchas and mitzvah. Because it's shevach adol mitzvahs. You see, the Gemara in the Sukkah says that there's one man that's going to do a lot of mitzvahs. There's one that's not doing. If one man says we can do a lot of mitzvahs in a row, they say Shishan Shabbat has been all mitzvahs. That's it. We're going to pass it away, but that's what he held. So the bracha doesn't need, in other words, you don't need all the lulav. You don't have to demonstrate the lulav in order to qualify what you just said.
But what does...
The only thing you need is that it shouldn't be a bracha levatala, which means that the bracha should be related to a ma'isa mitzvah. Otherwise, if the bracha is unrelated to ma'isa mitzvah, you have no way to make the bracha, it's bracha levatala. So that place says can be related in different ways. So it doesn't have, you don't have to do the ma'isa right away. If the ma'isa which follows is to qualify the bracha that the emir, that you must demonstrate the ma'isa, so then... So you don't have to demonstrate. There's no need for demonstration to qualify the Amira. That's the law. Okay? Now you see from Tesis. Now Birchas and Mitzvah are different than Birchas and Emin. Birchas and Emin, if you don't demonstrate, if you don't do a Maisa of Achila, so the Birchas lacks. There's no Bracha. But in Birchas and Emin, in Birchas and Mitzvah, it's not that way. Now let's get back to the riff. The question is, why doesn't the riff follow the order that he follows by the same, had the same exact problem with the Mara? So why doesn't he just follow the same order? Let him eat matzah now, and then let him, just like eat the Mara, have in mind it's not Lashem Mitzvah, or you don't have in mind Lashem Mitzvah, and then you'll eat the matzah later, Lashem Mitzvah, just like with the Mara. Make alachilas matzah, eat your matzah, but not Lashem Mitzvah. Later on the Seder, you eat the matzah or the Shem Mitzvah. Just like with the Mara, you do the exact same thing. Why is the Rif differentiate between the Mara and the matzah? So we said, because the Rif maintains you can't do the same thing because there's an Isser. The Halacha is an Isser to eat matzah before matzah's mitzvah, because you must eat matzah l'teyavon since it's a drabonon. Right? So therefore the Rif says that there's no way here that you could do it. Because if you're going to eat this first achil, it's not going to be l'shem mitzvah. So what kind of you're eating before the matzah mitzvah? That's an issur. So since there's, you can't violate an issur be a dayan. Since you can't violate an issur drabanan be a dayan, in order to have a greater kiyum. So therefore, it's true it would be a greater kiyum to eat the matzah after the seder. But since you can't violate an issur drabanan be a dayan to have a greater kiyum, so you have no choice. You must eat the matzah. L'shem mitzvah right away after Kiddush. That's the Rashi. Okay. Now, the next sheet is Ritz Geyas. What does Ritz Geyas say? It says like this. He says, by Kiddush you make a motzi. He says, you finish the Kiddush, and you eat the hamotzi. Then he says, you do the karpas. Then you do the agada. Then you make alachilas matzah, and then you make alachilas mara. So the Ritz Geis equates it exactly to mara. So what does the Ritz Geis do with the Ritz problem of not allowed to violate mitzvah upon the reading before a matzah's mitzvah? So the answer is like this. Because the question is, what is the issur to eat before you eat matzah? The question is it an issur to eat before the zman? When the Chacham formulated the issur on eating Erev Pesach, how is the formulation? They're not allowed to eat matzah shel rashus. You're not allowed to eat matzah shel rashus before matzah's mitzvah. Or the halacha is you're not allowed to eat matzah before the zman chi of a mitzvah. It was the halacha was formulated in terms of zman. You're not allowed to eat matzah before the zman ha mitzvah arrives. Once the zman ha mitzvah arrives, the chum that made it to Kodakos, then you're going to eat matzah shel mitzvah. You see that you don't have any water in these different cases. You're not talking about a normal case. So the takanas achomim was simply you should not eat matzah before the zman mitzvah. That's it. It's halacha erev Pesach. It's halacha zman. Once the zman mitzvah arrives, there is no matzakana anymore. Now the zman mitzvah arrives, so the man's going to proceed normally like he's supposed to. What are we going to eat takana for? So that's the machlokes. The question is, what was the takana not to eat matzah erev Pesach? What is the takana not to eat matzah erev Pesach? That you shouldn't eat. You're not allowed to eat matzah before the matzah's mitzvah. Or simply not allowed to eat matzah before the zman chi of hamitzvah. That's the way the Ritz Geis learns. So since the Ritz Geis learns that way, so he equates matzah with mara. So therefore, there's no violations to Rabbanan. The question is that the matzah will not be l'teyavon. So now you have a tosa. I could forfeit the kiyum of l'teyavon, or I could forfeit the kiyum of hagadah, which is the kiyum of matzah. that the matzah should be eaten after that brother. Then the matzah has a keem of sipor. Not only can sipor, matzah is lechem shan, lechem oni, lechem shan, lechem harbe. So you must talk about the matzah before you eat it. That's the lechem of sipor. The matzah must be matzah which you spoke about before. So you can't just sit down and eat matzah. The matzah must be, you must have sipor before you eat the matzah. So therefore, the Ritz Geyer says that I'd rather forfeit the teyavon of matzah, which is only an accidental kiyum of, in general, a general kiyum of zekel and aveil, and not forfeit the specific kiyum of lechem oni. Lechem oni is more important. So that's why the Ritz Geyer says that this, that's the way it should be. Okay? Next, you have the Shittas Balei. Balei says like this, that after Kiddush you make Bech Samotzi, then you make Alachos Matzah, then you finish Kiddush, and then you eat. Then when he eats Matzah, then he eats Matzah, and then he has to eat Mar right away. Why? Because he's not going to be Matzik between Matzah and Mar. That's the Balei. The Balei came at a new point. You can't be Matzik between Matzah and Mar. Bach says it, Rush says that way too. So, and the two himself seems to hold that way. Oh, that's what the whole way. That's the Rush says that way. Okay. He feels like his father. So, now we have to understand, what is this halacha? Why must you have Mar right after Matzah? I mean, Matzah is the rice. Barak Tokel Matzah, that's the rice. Mar is under abundant. Zechel Mikdash. It's not actually... The reason they did it was because Zechel Mikdash. But the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Mar. It's not a mitzvah of Zechel Mikdash, it's a mitzvah of Mar. So, it's only the abundant. So one is the rice of Pasuk and Torah, the other one is your abundant. Why must you do Mar right after Matzah? Two separate mitzvahs. There's no reason to do it. We are Matzah because we want the bracha of Alachilas Matzah to go in the Krecha later, or do Zechel Mitzvah. That's why we're not Matzah. But if it wasn't for that, we could be Matzah. Inherently, there's no reason not to be Matzah. So where did the Rush and the Balei to get this idea that Mar must be immediately after Matzah? So we said like this, that the question is, when the Chacham were Masakin Mara, what were they Masakin? Were they Masakin Mara as a substance? Now there's no more Mara in the Torah because the Kabbalah says it was Butler. The Chacham wanted to make a Takan of Mara. So they made a Takan of Mara. It must be Mara. So now Mara really, originally in time of the Beis HaMikdash, Mara was an accident in the Kabbalah Pesach. Because it was Halacha of Ma'amatzim Mara Yichlu. It was only an accident in the Kabbalah Pesach. Now there's no more Kabbalah Pesach. So the Chacham made Mara a substance. You must eat Mar. It's with Rabbanan. It's a substance. You must eat Mar. That's one of them. Or no. What the Chacham said was like this. Matzah really has two functions in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. One is Barav Tachlum Matzah per se. The second one is that the Pesach requires Matzah. So Matzah and Mar is a key in the Pesach. Right? So Matzah appears on the scene in two ways. One way is a mitzvah in itself, and the second way is a key in the Korban Pesach. So what the Chum do is they came along and they said, this man said there's no more Pesach. But what they were machayev a person in is the Kiyumei HaPesach. Kiyumei HaPesach is Matzah and Mar. So therefore, Matzah today also comes under two headings. One, Midaraisa comes under its own mitzvah of Berach Tachlum Matzah. But Midarabonim, it comes under its own mitzvah as one of the entities which is a Kiyum in the Pesach, together with the Mar. So actually, when they formulated Mar, the act that they formulated, the Maisan Mitzvah that was new, was the Maisan Mitzvah of eating Mara. But the Kiyum, the fulfillment, wasn't to eat Mara. The fulfillment was to eat the Kiyumei HaPesach, which is Mara and Matzah. So Matzah and Mara go together under the in terms of being a fulfillment in the Korban Pesach. So if you learn that way, then the Mara must immediately be after the Matzah. Because it must be, it's the Kiyumei HaPesach are both Matzah and Mara. They must be together. Okay? That's the Bala Ether Svar. That's the Rashi Svar. That Matzah and Mara both have to be together. Okay. One more point was mentioned in the Bala Ether. And this is in the Bala Ether and the Rit. That the Bala Ether in his Kiddush, in the Bala Ether's Kiddush, he makes an Allah first Matzah right after a Motzah Lechem Haaretz. Whereas the Rit makes a Motzah Lechem Haaretz, finishes Kiddush, and then he makes Allah first Matzah. Because both the Bala Ether and the Rit, they both ate their Matzah right away after Kiddush. Of course, the Bala Ether ate them all. But in the Kiddush, it should have been the same, but it's not. The Bala Ether makes Alachilas Matzah right in the Kiddush. Alright? So what is the machlokas there? So this Mendy said. Good shot. The difference is, the question is, whether when I make a motzi lechem in aretz on the matz, on the night of Pesach, what is that motzi on? Is the hamotzi on the matzah, which happens to be matzah? Happens to be matzah, but it's lechem based. It's lechem. Because I'm making kiddush on lechem, like I would always make kiddush on lechem. Or no. Now, lechem is, I'm making kiddush on matzah mitzvah. You can't separate the matzah mitzvah, cannot be separated from the kiddush. So if it was Shabbos, I'd be making kiddush on lechem. But since it's Pesach, so I'm making kiddush on the matzah mitzvah. And the fact that it's matzah mitzvah is really incorporated in the kiddush itself. It's kiddush on matzah mitzvah. So if that's the case, then I can make the alachilas matzah right at the time when I make a matzi. That's part of the kiddush. And then I make kiddush, there's no hefsek. But if I say that I'm just making kiddush on lechem, so then I wouldn't be allowed to say alachilas matzah before the actual kiddush. Because there's a hefsek between the alachilas matzah and the ma'aseh and mitzvah of eating it, right? Now the question is, why should I say that the kiddush is on matzah mitzvah? So that Shmuel is very good, because we mentioned once from the Rav that the kiddush on the night of Pesach is a separate kiddush, a different kiddush. As a matter of fact, you could say, the Rav said, because the kiddush of Sipur, it's the kiddush night of Pesach, because the mitzvah of Sipur is that you should differentiate between the day. So the kiddush has a kiyum of Sipur. But if it was just for that alone, logically you still shouldn't do it. Why? Because even though it has a kiyum of Sipur, but the essence of the kiddush really is not not Sipur. See, the essence of the kiddush is not really Sipur. In other words, even if I say in kiddush there's a kiyum of Sipur, but the essence of the kiddush is regular kiddush. See, that's not enough of a reason to say it. Okay, to answer it. But what you could say is like this, that kiddush is a specific. Kiddush is a specific. It's not a kiddush shel shelosh regalos. Each kiddush is a separate kiddush. It's a kiddush of Pesach, it's a kiddush of Shavuos, it's a kiddush of Sukkot. You see, you say in the kiddush. You say Yom Chag of Pesach, Yom Chag of Matzah, right? Or in Shavuos, Man Matan Parasena. So each kiddush is a specific. It's relating to the specific kedushas of Yom, not the general kedusha of Yom Tov, but the kedusha of the specific Yom Tov. And part of the kedusha of Yom is achilas matzah, is a part of the kedusha of Yom of Pesach. Achilas matzah, the mitzvah achilas matzah, is only known the first night, but the isra achilas chometz is the whole time. And really, matzah and chometz are both tied in together. It's one thing that the mitzvah only expresses itself the first night, actually. The mitzvah achilas matzah, but the mitzvah achilas matzah, the yisra achilas chometz, kol shiva, is really tied together to the mitzvah achilas matzah on the night, on the first night. You see, why are women chayav in achilas matzah the first night? Because they're also in chometz in the rest of the Pesach. Mishi yeshno bitzvah achilas chometz is yeshno the mitzvah achilas matzah. Matzah chometz is all one thing. I mean, if there was no matzah, there wouldn't be any yisra chometz. The mitzvah achilas matzah is really the whole entity, the whole kedushas of yom, the whole kedushas of regal of the yisra matzah and the yisra chometz and the chiyuv matzah. Right. The yisra chometz is all tied together. So therefore, what happens is like this. The Kiddush of Pesach is really tied into the Kiddush Sayyom. Kiddush Sayyom is Achilas Matzah, is part of Kiddush Sayyom. It's part of Kiddush Sayyom of Pesach, is Achilas Matzah. Since it's a part of the Kiddush Sayyom, so when you're making Kiddush on Matzah, so the Matzah really is Nitfas as Matzah's Mitzvah in the Kiddush. Nitfas as Matzah's Mitzvah in the Kiddush. Once it's nitfas, it's matzah mitzvah in the kiddush, so you can make alachilas matzah in the kiddush itself. That's where the Baal Eichel are. Now, the kiddush of Pesach is the kiddush of the kiddush of Yom. The matzah is tied to the kiddush of Yom, So therefore, it's a kiddush on the matzahs related to this. So you're making kiddush on this matzah, you're making kiddush on matzahs, matzahs mitzvah. Right, the kiddush recognizes the matzahs mitzvah. That's matzahs mitzvah. Couldn't make kiddush on Pesach. If you make kiddush on Pesach on Chala, it would be wouldn't even be kiddush. Not just to be a violation, it wouldn't even be kiddush. Because the kiddush yom is a nisa chometz and chiyav achilas matzah. Okay. Now we get to the tour. Elo de mistafin. The tour has his own order. What does he do? He says you should eat first. You do tapas, then you do the haggadah, then you do hallel, then you do kiddush, and you make hamotzi, and then you finish the kiddush, and you make achilas matzah, and then you eat morah kaseda. He says, why? Because if you're going to make kiddush right away, then you're going to have to eat matzah right away. You're going to have to eat matzah right away, you're going to have to eat morah right away. And therefore, you're going to switch over the whole order. Okay? That's what he said. You can't switch over the whole order. Alright? So, from the tour, it's an interesting thing. If you just read the tour, you have to make one deduction, which is that if he had held like the rift, not like the Bala Eater, he would have been satisfied with the rift plan, which is that first you make matzah and you hold them off later. But since he holds like the Balit, which is that the matzah demands you have more also, right away. Now he says, give him a mishan to the whole Seder. That's no good. Now why is he so worried about changing the whole Seder and half of the Seder? He says, okay. That's what we have to understand in the Torah. Another thing we have to understand in the Torah is, well, how does he get away with the issue of eating before Kiddush? It's an issue of an issue be a diet. Right? Okay. Like the Bach asks. So we'll answer the second question first. The way he gets away with the Isra of the eating before Kiddush is he holds that there's no Isra per se to eat before Kiddush. Not an Isra Achila eating before Kiddush. It's what happens is if a person eats before Kiddush, Kiddush is Alach and Kavad Yomtiv. So if he eats before Kiddush, it lacks in Kavad Yomtiv. It means before he's involved with Kiddush, he's involved in Achila Shia. No, I do that. The first thing he has to do is Kiddush. Lacks in Kavad Yomtiv. It shows the precedence. You have to show them priority. You have to show what takes priority. Priority is Mekadosh for us. If he's involved in the Chilash Shia, it lacks in Kaviyot. So he says, since it's just a matter of priority, that's where the issue stems from, but it's not a prohibition per se, not a mis per se. So therefore, we're not dealing with a violation. The question is going to be, he's going to lack in Kaviyot. So he says, it's better that he should lack in Kaviyot than he should lack in the whole Seder. The Seder is the covered yantav over here. First of all, Kiddush only Rabbanon in yantav. And so he's lacking in that. But here the Haggadah, as far as the king of the Raisa, the whole mitzvah salayla is Haggadah. He shouldn't lack in mitzvah salayla. He has a choice between the two. Let him lack better in the covered yantav. Yeah. He says the whole mitzvah sefer is going to be disorganized. That's the essential mitzvah to marry, mitzvah sefer. It's not so much covered yantav, but the mitzvah sefer is the essence of the night. That comes first. So that's what the Torah says. Now the question is, why this is the first question, why is it that the Torah maintains that if I have to mahapach the whole Seder, I can't? That's why I have to change. But if I mahapach half the Seder, I'll be fine. The answer is like this. The Torah apparently is, we always think that the reason why you have to have the mitzvah halal after the sefer is because without the sefer, the mitzvah has no meaning. So you're going to eat matzah. What does it mean? No one knows what you're doing. The matzah has to be nechal. The eating of the matzah has to be nechal as a the achilas matzah has to be qualified, that the achilas matzah should be achilas matzah which demonstrates sipur. So that's because you have to show why you're eating it. You don't demonstrate why you're eating it before, so lacks the achila lacks in the king of sipur. That's why we learn always. Okay, so that's the case. If we learn that way, so then the way the riff had it would also be no good. Because you're missing the main mitzvah, matzah. So the matzah is going to be missing because you ate matzah. You didn't say why you ate it. So the matzah is going to be lacking. So that wouldn't help you. Well, what the Torah holds is another. The Torah maintains that the sipur does not find its fulfillment unless it's followed immediately by mitzvahs. That's what the Torah maintains. In other words, if I don't, the Seder is that first I do sipur and then I do the achilas. If I don't have that order, I'm not just lacking in the achilah. I'm lacking in the sikra. The sikra has to lead to my samit. Has to lead to the mitzvah salala. Where does he get that from? So we said it's a pasuk in the Torah. It says, Right? Okay. So what are you answering the child? You're telling him that God took me out of the tribe of Zeh. What's Zeh? So Zeh means matzah mar. So what does it mean? God took me out of the tribe, so I should eat matzah mar. It means there's other mitzvahs in the Torah. What about the other mitzvahs? Talmud Torah, it's from an old Sefer. They're all the older mitzvahs in the Torah. Just matzah mar. So Rashi says, no. It means bavur shetishma mitzvosa. But matzah mar are just examples of the all the mitzvahs in the Torah. That's what it says. You're supposed to show your son, demonstrate to him bavur Zeh. What are you demonstrating bavur Zeh? He's demonstrating that God took me out of Egypt, so I should do his mitzvahs. Here are two of them, and I'm doing them. So actually, if you don't do the mitzvahs, if the sipur is not followed by doing the mitzvahs, according to the Torah, you're lacking in sipur. There's no sipur. You're not demonstrating to the child. You're supposed to demonstrate to the child that this is the reason. Explain to him the whole thing, the whole story, explain to him the reason, and saying that's why I'm eating these mitzvahs now. I'm eating these matzahs now. I'm eating these matzahs because I'm doing the action which demonstrates the whole purpose. So demonstrates the whole purpose of the Yitzchak Mitzrayim. So if the sipur isn't followed by the mice on mitzvah, it lacks in the whole sipur. That's why the Torah didn't want to tolerate changing the whole seder. They have the matzah and the mar before. If at least you had mar later, he said, that would be okay, because mar is a mitzvah. So I could demonstrate the fact that God took me out of the shrine, so I should do the mitzvah. He has one mitzvah, one, not two. All right. At least it represents all mitzvahs. Even though it's drabbanim, but the chiv and drabbanim is the same as the chiv and the raisa. So I'm demonstrating to do a mitzvah. That's why he took me out. But if I'm mahatach to all say that I put matzah and mar before, now I have nothing to demonstrate. So I'm lacking the whole sipur. I'm saying God took me out of the tram and did the mitzvah. I'm not doing any mitzvahs. So that's it. So that's it. So the two main chains that the Asiyas and mitzvahs really are Akim and Agada. That's why he can't reverse the other. That's the According to the Torah over here, he says that if the Bala Itra says that even though he's Yotze one toast, but he wasn't Yotze the other three, the remaining three, which would mean that what the Bala Itra would say actually was that if a person made Kiddush on Matzah and then he found wine, so all he needed is three more kosos. That's what the Bala Itra means. All he needed is three more kosos. He had already one toast. Right? Yeah, it would seem the person only has enough wine for three kosos, so he should make kiddush on matzah and then have the remaining three kosos. Why? Another question we have to ask is, why lechatzila do you have to have yayin altogether? Now he said that you could do it with matzah, so then why do you have to have yayin for altogether? Many rishonim hold that you can make kiddush on challah. Many rishonim lechatzila, many of them hold that. So. So the answer, of course, is, the answer would be like this. The answer is not that it would lack some kiddush, it would lack in yaseda. Because once you're going to make your kiddush on matzah, so then you're going to have the problems of the whole order. When are you going to eat the matzah? The whole thing can't eat before. The whole business we had last week. So that's the problem. But basically, inherently, it would seem that halachically you could make kiddush on matzah, and you'll be yotzei the first coast. You know, I have a look at the phenomenology, but this really is unbelievable. In other words, like, well, you have to say it like this. You're saying it, but you have to put it into a long framework. We're saying it like this. That in the Dalet Kosas, according to the Bala Itur, there is no kiyum of Kos. There's no fulfillment of Kos Yana. No fulfillment. A person drinks a Kos, there's no fulfillment of Kos Yana. Why? Because there's simply no such kiyum. There's no such halacha kiyum. You can't invent a new kiyum. What is the kiyum? The kiyum is kiddush. There's a chiyuv of a kos. There's a chiyuv of kos. But the kiyum is a kiyum of kiddush. The obligation is an obligation to drink a kos. Drink four kosos. But the kiyum are not kiyum of four kosos. The kiyum is a kiyum of kiddush, it's a kiyum of agada, it's a kiyum of brachas and mazon, and it's a kiyum of halal. That's what it is. That's the fulfillment. So therefore, it'll come out that if you use matzah, and matzah is just as good for the kiddush, so you had a kos. Yeah, the first
well,
guess.
Said,
because
had a different...
That's what the Gemara means in Sukkot. Shasim b'vas achas. Right, if you drink, we're wondering if there's a chazer. Slow, I'll say to Rabbi Gemara says. The Gemara says that he was Yotzi de Yayin, but if he wasn't Yotzi de Dalatosas. What does it mean, Dalatosas? It means the kiyum of, he doesn't have the kiyum of Kiddush. Right, he doesn't have the kiyum of Kiddush, or Agada, or Brechus and Muslim. He's four separate kiyumas. You must have, that's right, you must have those four kiyumas. So now let's ask a question. So if that's the case, so then what do you need four kosher for altogether? In other words, the man is he said I got it, right? He has a kiyum, I got it, doesn't he? So he has a kiyum in the second kosher. He benches, has a kiyum in Brechus and Muslim, he has a kiyum in the third kosher. Says how has a king of the fourth class. What is in the for? That's the sugi. The sugi is cooking Zion of the days. But you see from the Gemara says Shema Minah Brechus Mazin Tuna Kos. So you see from the Gemara says just the opposite. That Shema Minah Brechus Mazin and Tuna Kos. Because otherwise, where's your third coast? So apparently, the Gemara held that really the third coast, the first coast, the third coast, it's all a halacha. It's not a halacha in coast. It's not a kiyum in coast. It's a kiyum in Brechus Mazin. So the Gemara says, so you should deduce, conclude from this, that Berchas of Mazin requires a kos, otherwise you wouldn't have the kiyum of kos shlishi. Otherwise you wouldn't have the kiyum of kos shlishi. The Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, kol chavachad nav bein mitzvah. Kol chavachad nav bein mitzvah, so the Baal Eater has to learn. What it means is that it's a kiyum. It's a kiyum. It's a kiyum in Berchas of Mazin. You can say it's a kiyum in Berchas of Mazin. Fulfillment in Berchas of Mazin. But not that it's necessary for Berchas of Mazin. That's the way you'll learn. But at any rate, so therefore, so what's the takana sachamim really? The takana sachamim of kos, it's not a takana of kos. It's a takana of, the takana is birchas and mazim bishlei musa. The takana, it's a kiyum birchas and mazim bishlei musa. The kiyum of halal bishlei musa. It's a kiyum of shevach v'adoa bishlei musa. So it comes out that if a person doesn't drink the kos, doesn't drink the second kos, let's say, what is he missing? He's missing an agadah. He's missing an agada. If he doesn't have a kos for brachas and mazin, he's missing a brachas and mazin. If he doesn't have a kos for halal, he's missing a halal. So what the Baal Eater is saying is that's all very fine with regard to those other three cases. You could say that I'm missing in brachas and mazin if I don't have a kos, or I'm missing in halal if I don't have a kos, or I'm missing in agada if I don't have a kos. But you can't say it with regard to Kiddush. Because with regard to Kiddush, since you can make Kiddush on Pas, how can you say he's missing? What's he missing? So that's why the Baal Eater says that the first kos, you can get away with Pas, because there's no way that they could have made you miss it. And that's why he brings in, right afterwards, he brings in the next day. What's the next day? Next day is that you can't be Yotze with Pas on the night of Pesach. On the night of Pesach. You can't be Yotze with Pas. Why? Because he couldn't understand. He maintained that you can't say, he didn't like the idea. See, what was it? The last Gainim, there's three Gainim over there. Rav Hai Gain and Rav Yosef Gain. Rav Yosef Barav and Rav Hai Gain. What is Rav Hai Gain? Oh, Rav Hai Gain couldn't conceive of his whole system. I couldn't conceive it all system. So what are you telling me? I mean, did you mean is it the chiv of kos and the kiyum is kiddush and kiddush I make al pas? The whole system doesn't even like the way the whole system works. So what did Rav Hai Gain say? So Rav Hai Gain said that you must say that the kiddush on the night of Pesach is different. It's completely different. That they were mafkia the kiddush al pas on leil pesach. So either it's chutz milele pesach shiramul lishulam midala kaisis. He says. So what does Rav Hai Gain say? Rav Hai Gain says it would have been impossible for them to have a first kos in kiddush if they would have left kiddush the way it was, because they could do with pas. Are you going to tell me how logically here the kiyum is the kiyum of kiddush, and then nevertheless how logically it is yetsa kos? Rav Hai Gain didn't buy that. It was too much in the abstract. It was too far away from the practical. Hai Gain couldn't accept the fact that a man is going to eat a piece of matzah and he drank a kos. Luckily, he drank a kos and he ate a piece of matzah. So Rav Hai Gain didn't like it. So Rav Hai Gain maintained that in order, if you're going to tell me it's a kingdom of Kiddush, so how could it be a kingdom of... kingdom of Kiddush doesn't make any sense because Kiddush can do pas. So he says, so you must say that they remove the possibility of pas on the night of Pesach. And they said this kiddush can only be done with yayin. This kiddush can only be done with yayin. So that's why if you make it on pas, what happens? What are you lacking in making on pas? You're lacking in kiddush. You're lacking in kiddush. See, he also maintains you're lacking in kiddush. Rav Haigayin, he says you can't. Rav Haigayin, kosush nishen lo yayin mekadosh ala pas chutz milele pesach. Shari amav leiv chasulam dal kosus. It means that if he would make kiddush on pas, he wouldn't be yetz kiddush. He'd be lacking kiddush. You have to say he means yetz shlovis ben osa. I mean, you have to say, I don't think he means that you shouldn't make any kiddush on pas. That's impossible. No, you mean because he holds kiddush drabon? Because you have to say, oh, yes, he holds kiddush drabon. Yes, he holds. That's what you have to say. Yes, say Rav Haigayin holds. He has to be adding something. He holds a kiddush drabon on yontif. Like the Rav Amaget says, that Kiddush and Yentas is always Rabbanon. The only time you have Kiddush and Rest is Shabbos. So Kiddush and Yentas is Rabbanon. So therefore he maintains that this Rabbanon, they said, is only possible with the Yayin. Which really confirms something else that we said. We said that every single Kiddush is always a different Kiddush. Each Kiddush is an individual Kiddush. No, it's not one Kiddush for all the Yom Tov. But each Kiddush is a separate one. Otherwise it couldn't isolate one Kiddush. No, if it's one kiddush for all the young children, so then you couldn't isolate this one kiddush, so this one's no good with pas. You must say that each kiddush is separate, so that's what it is. Individual kiddush. That's very good. Yeah.